This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Don't look now, but the Buccos have won 2 games in a row, and they've got Paul Skeens on the mound today, Mitch Keller on the mound tomorrow against what I'm calling the worst Cardinals team I've ever seen. That team sucks. How about that? And joining us now to get into it is Neil Walker. He's brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage, oil changes for life. Neil, we were texting yesterday when it was 4-0, and you said, I'll come on and we'll be probably talking about a winning streak, and I wanted to smack you upside the head, buddy. Like, whoa, little early at 4-0, but they held on and as comfortable a win as they've had all year.
I don't believe in those type of superstitions, Crowley. So, yeah, no, I'm obviously not going to be the guy that goes up to the pitcher in the seventh inning and say, hey, you got a no-hitter going on. But, you know, I saw the same things that you saw. Arenado wasn't in the lineup. Herrera, their catcher, got hurt the night before. They were coming from a doubleheader in Boston late the night before. When the Buccos got that lead, I felt pretty confident that they were going to be able to lock it down. But it was a little early to say that, but we got the W.
Well, Neil, I'll let Crowley, you know, maybe talk about the game yesterday, but I'm wondering where your mind would be at today, like as a baseball player. See, like in football, like you're moving around, you could stay warm, but like whenever you're playing baseball in 35 degree weather at night, like what is your approach? What's your mentality? Like how hard is it? Because you're kind of stagnant. You're not moving around, and you're probably going to be very cold.
Well, you're going to be staying near the heaters in the dugout, number one, and you're hoping the guy on the other side is like a Jamie Moyer type that's throwing about 83. And unfortunately for the Cardinals today, they are going to be facing Paul Skeens. And as a hitter, your biggest fear on a day like today is not necessarily the actual cold. Once you get in the batter's box, it's not so bad. If you have long innings in the field, it can suck. But you're worried if you get jammed or if you hit one off the end of the bat, it honestly feels like your thumbs have completely broken off, and it takes about an hour and a half for the and about 30 minutes worth of putting your hands in front of the heater for them to come back to life. So I feel certainly for the Cardinals, and if this game does indeed go off and it's 32, 33 degrees at game time, I would venture to say that the Cardinals are going to be a little bit defensive on the hitting side of things. So we will see if this game indeed happens at this evening at 30-something degrees.
I'm looking at the Paul Skeens betting lines already, Doran, and Skeens is minus 155 to have 7 or more strikeouts. And he's just plus 115 for 8+. We were talking earlier on in the show, Neil, about if you were into such things, not you, but the general you out there gambling, this might be one of those days where you hit the under. So Skeens, I mean, you would think then, right, this is a perfect condition for him to go out there and absolutely shove.
You would think. The only thing that comes into play on days like today that are really cold but also very dry is the feel for the baseball for the pitchers. A lot of times guys will say that the ball kind of can feel at times like a pool ball with tiny seams on it. So I'm sure you'll be seeing these pitchers doing their best to rub up the baseballs as quickly as they can in between pitches, because you know, you can lose feel of the ball pretty quickly. But you know, nights like tonight, you tend to see much lower scoring affairs, 2-1, 1-0, things like that. And yeah, we'll see. This Cardinals team offensively has been really good in the early going. They lost, as I mentioned, their catcher two nights ago in Boston, and Arenado wasn't in the lineup yesterday. So we'll see if those guys are back in there tonight or whatnot. But you know, it was encouraging yesterday. It was encouraging from a standpoint of they played clean baseball. They not only scored early, even though they didn't score between the third and sixth inning, they were able to add on those four runs, which ended up giving them a nice breathing room and helped them keep Thomas Harrington in the game for probably an inning or two longer than you might have expected. So should have a fully loaded bullpen, a 10-plus hit game from the offense. And, you know, things are looking positive with Skeens and Keller coming today and tomorrow.
Neil, and I obviously a slow start to the season, but yesterday the bats were popping, and you know, they've slowly come along as this season has moved forward. I mean, IKF hitting the ball pretty well. Obviously, can Brian Hayes, you know, it's exciting to see him be able to hit the ball. You got Joey Bart hit the ball well yesterday. From your vantage and your baseball eye, have you seen anything different with the consistency and approach at the plate, knowing that there's a new hitting coach for the Pirates, for the hitters that go out there?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it on air last night on the radio side about, you know, when guys come up to the plate, and you don't really keep a close eye on you know, something that I keep a close eye on as a former player is walks to strikeouts. And when guys were continually coming up to the plate and you were looking out at the scoreboard, you were like, wow, you know, Ke'Bryan Hayes has, like, you know, three walks and four strikeouts. Kutch has five walks and seven strikeouts. O'Neill Cruz has eight walks and nine strikeouts. So that tells me that they're putting together, you know, number one, they're putting the ball in play, and in IKF, you could put on that same category as well, which is very important. When you have enough guys, especially if you don't have guys that necessarily have a ton of pop in your lineup, like, say, you know, the Yankees lineup, you're not quite as concerned with that number. But for a team like the Pirates that have seemed like they're committed to running and stealing bases on top of putting the ball in play, and you know, limiting those strikeouts, and also having being selective at the plate, those are good signs, at least from the standpoint of giving yourselves chances on a night in and night out basis. You know, the runners in scoring position situation was not good for the first week plus of the season. These guys seem to have gotten home, especially after winning that game late against the Yankees. And yesterday was very good. We saw guys staying in the zone. We saw guys finding the barrel. And with runners in scoring position, those numbers always kind of, for the most part, don't end up always being as bad as what they look, especially early on, and they're never as good as what they end up being. So it's always kind of somewhere in the middle. And you thought that would find its level, and it seems like it's trending in that direction. So, yeah, it's still a lot of work to be done, but nights like last night, when they play good defense, they pitch very well, and they have some timely hitting, that's what you're looking for out of an offense like this Pirates offense.
I know you can measure this now. Andrew McCutchen is 38 years old, and the bat speed looks, to me, maybe not as good as it's ever been, Neil, but it looks really good, and I want to see Reynolds get in there as much as possible. I don't mind, easy for me to say, Kutch patrolling the outfield a little bit more to keep his bat in the lineup, because, man, does he look good.
Yeah, and that's the tough part. That's when we found out that Reynolds had a tricep issue, was that they for the most part, you knew you weren't going to see Kutch two, three days in a row in the outfield. You know, you have to have Reynolds in the lineup. You know, you have to have one or the other in the lineup on a nightly basis, because they're probably, you know, two of the three or four best hitters in the lineup. So you hope that this thing with Reynolds kind of gets over the hump here sometime soon. And, you know, for Andrew, that's the thing. You know, you're going to get professional at bats. He had the bat he had last night, where he had the two-run double. He swung through a 3-1 fastball at the top of the zone And it was almost like he kind of recalibrated. Okay, I got to be a little quicker to this ball. This ball has a little bit of life to it. And wouldn't you know it, the next pitch was almost in the exact same spot, and he made an adjustment and hammered it in the left center field for a two-run double. So, yeah, the biggest thing with Kutch is not overtaxing him. We know he's had lower body knee issues in the past, so you certainly don't want those to flare up, especially in a time where you feel like the Pirates just need to kind of get going and start to consistently score some runs from the offensive side to take some stress off of the pitching staff.
Neil, it's awesome, buddy. Have fun tonight at the ballpark. Paul Skeens on the mound looking for 3 in a row. Let's go.
All right, guys. You have a great week. Huh? Tune in, and we'll see if Paul can do some damage tonight.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Neil, take it easy, buddy. Thanks again.
Okay, see you guys.
Thanks,
that's
Neil.
A great Neil Walker. Andrew McCutchen. I mean, my God.
Mm-hmm.
348. And I like the way he described that. Kutch swung through a pitch at the top of the zone, and then, or maybe even slightly above the top of the zone, and then the pitcher came down like 6 inches, and he hammered the
yes.
damn thing.
Yes.
The hands look quick, dude. And, contrary to popular belief, he did not burst into flames having to play in the outfield for a couple of days.
It was good.
He can be all right.
It was good.
You probably can't do it too much.
No.
But I'll tell you what, I'd do it today. You got Skeens on the mound. Get Reynolds back into the lineup. Keep Kutch in there.
I would not do it today.
Cold?
Yeah.
Oh, just maybe it'll be better for Kutch.
No.
Keep him warm, jogging out there in the right field.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think he sits today.
Get the steps in.
Not a good day to do that.
I do. I am hammering every Skeens over, and I am hammering every run under.
Yes.
For this game.
Yes.
Hey, we talk about it, then Neil says it. Yeah, you get jammed. That's got to suck. Like, oh. Man, being a righty, right? You're trying to gear up for 98. You're gearing up for 98. And then he drops a 93-mile-an-hour splinker that comes into you and onto your hand. That hurt like a, you know what?
Yes.
I almost really swore there. We got us in big trouble.
Mm.
All right, I have another Shador Sanders-related question coming up next. What's funny?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Apparently traffic's a nightmare out there right now, too. So thanks to everybody for listening, because you're a captive audience.
Great.
Donnie Football said nearly a 90-minute drive from Baldwin to Bridgeville.
What?
Oh, my God.
I have a doctor's appointment downtown. I'm going to be stuck in that. Come on.
You don't got to go that way.
Coming home.
Is it one of those turn your head and cough?
I was thinking about that, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm past that age.
No.
I don't need to do that. I know if I have a hernia or not.
You are getting up to colonoscopy age, aren't you?
I don't. What age is that?
I don't know. I'm going to Google it during the break, and then we'll talk about it.
Listen, you act like I'm like 7 years older than you or 10 years older than you. You're getting up there, too.
I know.
You're only 2 years younger than me.
I know. You're the guinea pig. So if they're going to be poking around down there, I want to know about it, because that means they're going to be poking around up there for me.
Yeah.
Yep. Fair warning. And you got to drink like 2 liters of just nastiness, get the prostate examined. None of this is a laughing matter. It needs to happen. Maybe we should do a simultaneous one live on the air. I think someone did that before.
Who?
I think they did it for a Super Bowl commercial or something. I gotta look that up, too. I'm gonna be Googling during the entire break.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
40 years old for the colonoscopy, Doran.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
People are texting in. You are 36?
Seven.
See, I always go older with you. I figured I'd try to...
But you knew how old I was, so you just did that on purpose to make me feel old.
It's not even a funny bit, but it's a bit nonetheless, so I do it. People are texting in saying that at their 40-year-old colonoscopies that they found polyps, and then they had to get colonoscopies every couple of years after that, but it wound up probably saving their lives. So it's an important thing.
Yes.
It's a very important thing. And then the thing I was thinking about is Mueller actually had some kind of laser lipo done on the air when he was with Starkey.
Mueller did?
Yeah, I think it was like a cool sculpting thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That sounds unpleasant and not something that I would want to hear people hearing me do.
No. I'm surprised that he did it.
Malsy?
Yeah.
Nah, he loves a bit too.
Yeah.
Funny or otherwise. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I have a draft hypothetical I want to get to here in a couple of minutes. We have a guest on the line, which we'll also get to in a second, but I have to read this text. someone writes in, we were talking about McCutchen playing the field today, that if Kutch has to play in this weather, they're going to have to bury his hamstring in right field.
Yes.
To which I reply, they'll probably just cover his remains with a... Surfside logo.
Wow.
Unfair pot shot, but hey, wow. I think it's all on the table with the Buccos right now. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And I said we have a guest on the line, and that is Steve Monteleone. He's one of our favorite people. We talk to him all the time from It's About the Warrior Foundation. They got an awesome thing going on here to help out vets here around the area. Steve, first of all, good morning to you. How you doing today? And thanks for coming on.
Good, boys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're doing great. It's always good and an honor talking to you with everything you've got going on. And before you tell us about this really special thing, why don't you tell us about the special foundation, It's About the Warrior, in case people don't know what you guys have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. But first of all, let me say, colonoscopy, wait till you get to 60, fellas, and it's a whole different ballgame.
There's no way. There is no way you're 60 years old. Are you serious?
Yeah, in 2 weeks, I'll be 60.
Holy cow. Well, happy early birthday. 60 years old, Steve. That's insane to me.
It is insane. Believe me, I'm like, where the hell did time go? But anyway, I appreciate it. We are a post 9/11 veterans organization. We're located in Wexford, on Route 19, right across from the new AHN hospital. And again, we're a small nonprofit post 9/11 veterans. We have a variety of programs. We have an outreach program where we have an ice hockey team that travels around, plays first responder tournaments, called the Pittsburgh Warthogs. There's also another veterans team, Pittsburgh Warriors. And we do a lot of outdoor stuff, a lot of family activities, a lot of get-togethers, just to get that camaraderie back that you miss when you're in the military. And then we have an outdoor program where we actually travel across the country with various outfitters in Wyoming, Texas, Missouri, upstate New York, here in Pennsylvania, do hunting and fishing. As a matter of fact, there's six guys going out to Wyoming here in a couple weeks to do some turkey hunting and some other stuff. And then... we have our therapeutic program, which we're really stressing on mental health. One thing that veterans struggle with is their mental health. And we have veteran roundtables once a month at our office in Wexford, where we just sit around and kind of just talk war stories, get stuff off our chest, which is really good. And some of the stories you hear are very powerful. And then we have a therapeutic program, which includes our equestrian program with Orchard View Staples in Wexford. And those are some of our programs we're doing. We're just grinding away every day, just trying to help as many veterans as we can.
And Steve, we were at the golf event last year, and you know, some veterans were passing the microphone around at the end, and the stories are, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And so we know what you do is super important, and now you've got your golf super ticket raffle. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, again, we're always looking for ways to raise money being a small nonprofit. So we, I came up with this golf super ticket. What I did is I went around to the top courses in the area and asked if they would donate a foursome. And I really, truly appreciate the courses it did. And I also know people who were members at certain courses and got a foursome donated. But what it is, it's a $100 ticket. And we're only selling 500 tickets because you get two numbers on a ticket. It's based off the daily number on the week of the U.S. Open. So there's going to be a winner Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, based off that number you have on your ticket on the daily number in the evening pooling. So on Thursday, if your number's drawn, you win these courses, and you win a foursome, not just one person. You win Old Stonewall, Williams Country Club in West Virginia, and Swickley Heights. Then if you win Friday, if your number's drawn, again, evening number, daily number, you win Butler Country Club, Longview Golf Club, and Diamond Run. And then Saturday, if it's pulled, you win Neville Wood, Grove City Country Club, Cranberry Highlands, and then the last day of the U.S. Open, Sunday the 15th, if you win, you win a threesome to Oakmont. You got to play with a member, I know.
Oh, man.
Old Stonewall again, Avalon Lakes in Ohio, and Fox Chapel.
So how
those are the – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask how people can go about getting one of these tickets.
All you got to do is go on our website, iatw.us/shop. They're up there running, and they're selling like hotcakes. Again, we're only selling 500. We've already sold probably 300 some. And there's the drawings right up to the, you know, you can buy them right up to the day of the U.S. Open. It gets shut off at a certain time on, you know, based on obviously we sell out. But yeah, you can go right on the website and buy them. It's a great ticket. It's a $100 ticket. You get two numbers on the ticket.
So we're talking here, just so the people understand, we're talking about helping veterans in the area with a chance to play Oakmont. Sounds pretty good to me, Steve.
Yep.
And we appreciate, go ahead, sorry.
It's awesome. You guys ever played there? You guys played there, haven't you?
Oakmont.
I have one time.
What?
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Unreal.
I would shoot at 250.
Just let me know. I'd take you guys out there with the number. It's a treat, let me tell you.
Well, this would be us officially letting you know. Steve, we appreciate everything you guys do over at the It's About the Warrior Foundation, man, and we'll get people to the website and buying those tickets today, all right? Thank you for coming on.
Hey, I appreciate it, fellas. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take care, man.
Steve Monteleone from It's About the Warrior Foundation, iatw.us/shop. You want to get a ticket. It's $100 and you have a chance then. All those great courses, but Oakmont.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
You got the Masters this weekend.
It's hard.
Should I share my betting tip with the people for the Masters?
No.
Oh.
No, absolutely not. Save that till at least Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday before the first tee off.
I want to share it. I want people to make money, our friends, our listeners who are trapped 90 minutes between Baldwin and Bridgeville. They need something going for them.
Well, we'll tease it on Wednesday that we'll give it out Thursday morning so people can tune in at 6 a.m. on Thursday to listen to your great insight and your betting advice.
I got a ringer. I got a guy who went to college golf pro who bets all the time, and I'm pretty sure he makes a second income just betting golf. He's insane. He's a crazy person, and I love him. Again, iatw.us/shop. Aaron Rodgers, could the decision come today? Could the decision come tomorrow? Big night at is tomorrow. I got a hypothetical for the people. that has to do with Rodgers and a potential target in this year's draft at the quarterback position. That's all on the way. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. Home improvement, trust PJ.com. Texter, I'm trying to figure out if spending $21 for two tickets tonight is worth it. Well, it's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, $21. I feel like it's more expensive to go to the movies these days.
Absolutely.
Get two sandwiches at Subway, be more expensive.
Go see Paul Skeens play.
Future Hall of Famer, yeah.
Sure, they've been to a football game before, so you know how to bundle up for the weather.
I just imagine O'Neal Cruz running out there tonight in a parka.
Like, I could see
him being the one, right?
He had the hand warmer things yesterday. Yeah. It's going to be way colder than yesterday.
I could just see him like the Michelin man out there.
Scarf.
I don't know if it would really hurt the fielding all that much if he was wearing all that paraphernalia.
I don't know.
Now you might be getting better. You caught a couple last night, didn't fall down.
Right.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Progress. That one dude in center field on the Bart triple, he was out to lunch, man. He finally got a beat on that ball. He ain't going to catch it. But then the dude reaches out the kid, and then they challenge it, and they're like, you are right, Cardinals. Marmol, you are correct. There was fan interference. With that being said, you're still screwed, and Bart's at third, and the run scored. I don't know how that goes. Like, I don't know how you could say you got the challenge right, but yet you're still at third, and you get to keep your challenge. It's very bizarre to me.
No idea.
Joey Bart getting a triple and a home run in the same day. That hasn't happened for a Pirates catcher since Francisco Cervelli, and then before then, it was Jason Kendall. So that doesn't happen very often.
Wow.
In fact, it was 2018 for Cervelli. He also did it in 2015. And then before that, it was Kendall in 2001. I could have told you Kendall did it, but I would not have remembered that with Francisco Cervelli.
Wow.
Who my grandmother thought was hot.
Hmm.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
My grandma's dead, not Cervelli. Moving on. Ready for a hypothetical?
Mm-hmm.
Sports Talk Radio. I put this out there. If he's on the board, should the Steelers draft Shedeur Sanders 21st overall? 65% of people said no. 35% of people said yes. Now, 35%, that's higher than I thought. I didn't think a lot of people would be in on the Shedeur Sanders thing. ESPN has talked about this today, a bunch of mock drafts. Like, he could be falling. Adam Schefter talked about it. The Saints and the Steelers make sense. The Saints pick ninth, but should he not go to the Saints? Maybe he's there at 21 for the Steelers. There's the context. All right, what if I change the hypothetical to this? You could have either Rodgers or Sanders, just one. Who would you want?
Rodgers.
Me too.
Rodgers, all day.
Damn it, I was hoping you'd go Sanders and we could have one of these first take-like debates.
No, I mean, if you get Sanders, I don't even know if he's going to start over Mason. Like, if it's just Sanders and Mason, if there's no Rodgers. If you get Sanders and there's Rodgers, it's going to be Rodgers. Sanders would be like a future, like, development, like, okay, he might be our future quarterback. And I don't think wherever he goes, he's going to be able to walk in and have success immediately. I think it's going to take time.
I'm with you on that.
So I know Rodgers can come in and throw to DK Metcalf, and it's going to be like almost automatic as soon as they step foot at Acrisure Stadium.
I agree with that, and I think about this too, man. What's the downside of Rodgers being here? I mean, it could be nationally embarrassing if he winds up pulling the strings like he did with the Jets. I don't think the Steelers are going to let that happen. Maybe I'm going to sound foolish in saying that because the Steelers think Rodgers is going to be their quarterback, and yet it still hasn't happened. He's kind of stringing them along here. But I don't think it'll be a national embarrassment. But if you're thinking about it just from a pure football playing standpoint, if Rodgers plays well, you make the playoffs, hooray, hurrah. If Rodgers doesn't play all that well, you still might make the playoffs, hooray, hurrah, because that just seems to be both the ceiling and the floor for the Steelers. But here's the kicker. You're not tied to this guy. You're not. If you draft Shedeur Sanders and he sits behind Mason, maybe at some point he plays this year, whether it's through an injury or you're just not winning games. Okay. If he's just okay and you're going to win games anyhow because you're the damn Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe you don't take a quarterback next year. Now, maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would. If they draft Sanders, I think they're going to give him at least 2 years like they did with Pickett, and probably more than that. And I don't want to tie myself to a quarterback right now. With Rodgers, there's no downside.
No, like, it's done.
There, really, I mean, again, the national embarrassment element, which I will admit is a possibility, but I think all roads lead to the same place this year. You're a mediocre to slightly better than mediocre team with a quarterback who's in all likelihood not going to be here next year. And that's the preferred route for me.
The only downside would have been if, like, he wanted 1 year, 2 year, $45 million a year.
Right.
But he's not.
Like, right.
So.
If there's a second year on this deal, it's one of those cap maneuver deals.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be a 1 year thing for Rodgers here. And, I mean, it's a one-night stand. It doesn't scare you. There's no commitment involved.
Mm-mm.
It's like we were talking about Jax on the South Side. Like, yeah, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I meet someone at Jax, you have a night of your life, or not. But the next day you wake up, you forget all about it.
Right.
That's Rodgers.
Move on.
Now, Shador, that's like meeting your forever girlfriend.
Yes.
And that might not work out either.
And you just got out of a divorce with you thought your forever girlfriend was.
Well, that's because the whole thing, it turned into...
You got out of two divorces, actually.
That's exactly
actually,
right.
Actually, three divorces.
That's exactly right. You got the old cougar. You got the old cougar in Russell Wilson. You got the hot young thing in Justin Fields, who could do some stuff that the other one can't. And doesn't work out with either.
Kenny.
And then you have Kenny with his tiny little hands. I feel like this segment got away from me, so I'm just going to end it right there.
All right.
Would you rather have Rodgers or Shador Sanders? It can only be one, like Highlander. 412-928-9370. You ever seen that movie?
Nope.
It's a great one.
What's it about?
Never saw it.
Oh.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Paul Skeens on the mound for the Pirates tonight. We'll get into that coming up in a second. I told you it's a pet peeve of mine, Doran, when people say, oh, you watch that NCAA championship game last night. Like, it sucks compared to the NBA. Here's another pet peeve of mine. I have a lot of pet peeves. You know this.
Hmm?
We got already way too early top 25s for college basketball.
Oh my gosh.
Coming out today.
Nobody is going to know. Everybody's going to leave school.
I was going to say, they've got Iowa State at the one that I just looked at listed sixth. Do they mean Iowa State or do they mean Pitt?
Pitt.
Like, Pitt got Blake Hinson from Iowa State, and they're like, you know what we're going to do? Not a bad idea. Let's go get all the Iowa State guys.
Yep.
They got two already. One dude who played on a FIBA team and looks kind of wet. He didn't play a lot with Iowa State this year, but he's a big-time recruit.
Uh-huh.
Takes the ball to the basket.
Four-star, yeah.
Yeah, he looked a pretty good prospect there. And then they got their center, the big guy, 6'11", who put up some pretty decent numbers in the Big 12 this year. But, yeah, you have no idea. I have no clue you can handicap these things.
Only way that you could say who probably number one is if you know that Cooper Flagg's coming back. You could say Duke's number one.
Correct.
That's the only, and then maybe the kid from Florida.
But Clayton, we don't know. But we don't know.
Florida has deep pockets. I'm sure.
Oh, no, no. Clayton. Yeah. Yeah. Him, you do, I think. You feel probably pretty good about that.
Yeah.
With Flagg, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know with him.
Yeah, I would put them number one. But this idea that you have any clue. Like, West Virginia football just cut 20 guys yesterday, and I don't know who any of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who any of their starters are. I follow them religiously. It's the same thing in college basketball.
Why do they have so many guys, though, is the question.
They just brought in like 40 transfers in the first portal period. And then it was basically, and from the way I understand it, is Rich Rudd told everybody on the roster, your spot's not safe. You're competing for your spots. And whether you're a transfer or a carryover from Neil, see how it goes in the spring. And pretty much if you stink in our eyes, you're gone. Or if you don't work hard. And the other thing I realized is a lot of young guys, too. Like, got rid of a lot of young guys.
Wow.
They're just trying to be old, which, I don't know, you're seeing it in college basketball. It's kind of the way to go, too.
Yeah, that's tough for, like, high school recruits now. Like, you know, there's so many scholarships, you know, even going back in my day, like, half of the guys probably wouldn't have been able to go to Pitt because they just wouldn't have enough scholarships to give out because they're trying to, you know, get other young guys or older guys that they wouldn't need some of the extra players that were in my, I guess, recruit class or something like that.
Yeah.
They're almost, you know, have to go lower.
Do you see where Amarion Dixon went?
Dickerson. How do you mess his last name?
I know, dude. Whoops.
How do you mess his last name up?
I just hit you with a whoops. I called him Dixon. Amarion Dickerson.
Where are you?
No relation. From RMU. He wound up at University of Southern California.
Is he from there?
I can't tell you. And I look, I love Moon. I love Andy Toll.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
But like, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to do?
There's nothing you could do.
And it doesn't mean you can't have success. They just showed you you can. But the name of the game now, you look at Pitt, the name of the game now is roster rebuild every single year. Now, there were some carryovers from last year's team to this year's team. Obviously, Jalen Lowe, he's not going to be around. Zach Austin, not going to be around. And you got to start from scratch every single year. And with that, it's a lottery ticket. Like, it wouldn't shock me at all if Pitt is outstanding at basketball this year. It wouldn't shock me at all, and same goes for West Virginia, if they're really not good. How are these guys going to come together? You never know.
You don't, but the way that, you know, Andy Toole and I think RMU could survive is this, is if, like, you get a bunch of transfers to, remember Kansas State, like, 2 years ago, they had, like, every single starter was a transfer?
Yes.
And some of the guys that were on that roster were starters the year before that, and they brought in better guys. So now these guys are bench guys, so those bench guys will go to RMUs.
Right. Oh, I think it, in the long run, can have a good trickle-down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We still got to see how this whole thing settles. Right. Like a guy from Kansas State from a couple of years ago, really good player, Nigel Pack, then transferred to Miami. I just saw he transferred someplace else. I had no idea this guy even had eligibility left. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Anyhow, I totally digress there. But these top 25, it's total nonsense. I'm going to read all of them today. Total nonsense, going to consume all of it, just like mock drafts.
Yep.
All right, Doran, good stuff. Tomorrow is big night at perhaps. Something happens with Aaron Rodgers today. We'll see.
I think that the Steelers will have Aaron Rodgers today.
Callis, you think it gets done today?
Nope.
I think it does.
Wow.
I think it makes a ton of sense that it would happen today or tomorrow. I'd be surprised if we don't know by the time that McAfee show is done tomorrow night.
Yep.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.